latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle headlines, and Newcastle's reported target Andros Townsend will seek clarification on his future this week after being axed by Sam Allardyce from the Crystal Palace starting 11. The report understands that Townsend was unhappy at losing his place after being relegated to the bench by Big Sam for the 1-0 loss at home to Everton. Townsend initially quit Newcastle after being assured regular first-team football by Palace as he looked to improve his England chances after missing out on Euro 2016. However, he found himself dropped by Alan Pardew after a dozen games, and he has now been axed by Allardyce after the ex-Bolton Wanderers boss replaced the Londoner. It is believed that Townsend is open to a move back to Newcastle and that the two clubs are still in dialogue over the structure of the deal. Meanwhile, Newcastle have reportedly made a double bid for Dynamo Zagreb duo Filip Benkovic and Ante Koric. According to the reports, the Magpies are interested in signing the defender Benkovic as well as their star playmaker Koric. The Magpies sit top of the championship table with 58 points in 27 league games, and Rafael Benitez's men appear to be the hot favourites for automatic promotion to the Premier League. Benitez already has a strong squad at his disposal, but with just over a week to go until the transfer window slams shut, Newcastle may yet be in the market for new signings, having so far failed to make a move. And finally now, Bolton chairman Ken Anderson has published a statement on the club's official website, which does include the potential future of Newcastle winger Sammy Amiobi. Amiobi was on loan with Bolton, but he was recently recalled by the Magpies. It is still unclear whether the winger will go back to Bolton, but Anderson is certainly hopeful of that happening. In a statement, it read, "We haven't given up hope of him coming back if Newcastle do manage to bring in the players they are targeting or their African Cup of Nations players return early. We are watching matters there carefully."